We begin, as you heard, the Book of Wisdom. Now, the Book of Wisdom was written in Greek, which means it's still a Semitic mentality, but it's also partaking of the wider thought world of the day. The lingua franca, the language of communication in the whole Mediterranean basin was Greek. Later it was Latin, but now it's Greek. And so, love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart. How do you seek the Lord in integrity of heart? What does that mean? Well, first, it means no hidden agendas. You know, I worship God, I obey God because I love him, not because I'm expecting a raise. Now, of course, we can trust the Father to take care of us and to guide our lives. And even if we suffer, to use that to purify us so that we're brought closer to God and can enjoy him forever. We have today this, I don't know what the Gloria says. I mean the Hallelujah. I mean, I shine like lights, yeah. See, the old one said, Martin, a poor man, enters heaven rich because he served. See, he is found, God is found by those who don't put him to the test. And he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. So we have to look at our hearts and in our prayer every day, tell the Lord, I believe you. I've told you this before. There was a great spiritual director in the 16th century. His name was Augustine Baker. He was a Benedictine. And he wrote a book called Sancta Sophia, Holy Wisdom. And in there, he recommends that when we pray, we make acts of faith and hope and love. We make them up and talk to God. I believe you. I believe, Almighty God, that you are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that you are the creator of the whole universe. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is your co-equal son from all eternity, that he came among us, that he taught us and healed us, that he died in an act of love and brought us out of darkness into light. Just make them up. You can do it when you're driving, for instance. You can do it anytime you want. But I mean, and then hope. Lord, by your mercy, I look forward to seeing you, being with you, sharing your eternal divine life forever. And I will be with millions and millions of saints and angels who love you, worship you, rejoice in you forever. That's what you made me for. And then love. I love you, Lord. And I love everybody on this globe. And in your presence, I forgive anybody who has ever offended me. Bingo. You just make them up. That's what he's saying here, you see. Perverse counsels separate a man from God. You don't have to put that down on your taxes. I mean, who's going to catch you? You know, that's a perverse counsel. You see, and so forth. Wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she does not acquit the blasphemer of his guilty lips, because God is the witness of his inmost self, his inmost heart, and a sure observer of his heart, and a listener to his tongue. It's very beautiful. People who have St. Benedict says, you know, the first degree of humility is that, to walk in the presence of God and know that we live by His mercy, that we're not really worthy of it. Brings great peace. The gospel. There's two things there. One, don't trip anybody up. That's what a scandalum is. It's just a thing that makes you trip. And so, don't do anything that would trip somebody up. Don't say anything. Don't make somebody mad at you, because you're as much at fault as he is. And he goes through, then he says, now be on your guard. And he brings it down to our relationships with each other. This is Jesus, our Lord. If your brother sins, rebuke him. Not against you, just he's sinning. Go tell him. Save him. You know, fraternal correction is a dimension of almsgiving. You know, somebody sinning a lot, you know, is in trouble. And to help him get out of that is like giving him alms. You see? If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. Now the apostles are listening to this, right? So what is their answer? Lord, increase our faith. We can't do that. There's no way. Without a deeper vision and a stronger grasp of reality, there's no way. Some guy insults me 7 times a day and comes back. I'm going to say, that's okay. You know, shake hands. I better. The Lord told me to. That's why they say. And that's when they say, you know, forgive, increase our faith. And the Lord challenges us all. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, ever seen a mustard seed? If you drop them on the floor, you can't find them. I mean, they're really small. One of the teachers up at St. Paul's years ago had a catechism class, and she wanted to show the students a mustard seed. So I wrote to a friend in Israel, because I don't know whether they're around here. They must be, but I don't know where. And sent me a bunch of mustard seeds. And the kids could see it. Oh, boy. It's not big. If your faith was just that big, you could tell this mountain, go jump in the Atlantic. It would go. Now, that could be hyperbole, but it's not wrong. You see, what is that kind of faith? That kind of faith is being in tune with God and yielding to God. That's what that is. You see? If you said to this mulberry tree, you see, the apostles got it. Lord, increase our faith. There is no way we could forgive like you just told us to. So increase our faith. And Jesus says, you know, you guys, if your faith was as big as a mustard seed, you could tell this tree, jump up and go jump in the sea or this mountain. I forgot which one they put in this text. Mulberry tree. And it would obey you. Well, if that's the norm for a normal faith, where are we? You know, abnormal. Well, then we say like the apostles, increase our faith. Faith is a gift. You can't get it by spiritual push-ups. You get it by prayer and repentance.